It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The oil spill spawns an official disaster.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The U.S. government has declared a fishery disaster in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. That'll make federal funds available to Gulf Coast fishing communities devastated by the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Today, a congressional committee holds a hearing into how much companies should have to pay out in the case of disasters like this one. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Janet, what will today's hearing get at?
Well, this is the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and they're going to discuss whether to increase liability limits for companies involved in offshore drilling. Right now, the amount is capped at $75 million, and there are some bills floating around the House and the Senate that would increase that amount to $10 billion. And there's even a push to make that liability increase retroactive so that it would cover this current BP spill.
And what has been the reaction to raising the amount oil companies may have to pay?
Well, for its part, BP said it's going to ignore that $75 million cap anyway and pay all legitimate economic claims. Here's BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles.
We've spent about $800 million so far. We've paid approximately $30 million in claims to date, and most of those claims are for lost income.
Now, some Republicans are opposed to this liability increase. They say it would make it too expensive for smaller oil companies, effectively pushing them out of offshore drilling.
No, frustration seems to be growing over the Obama administration's reliance on BP to stop this leak. Janet, is there any move to shift strategy?
Bill, not at the moment. Yesterday, the Coast Guard official in charge said BP needs to lead the operation. He said the government just doesn't have the expertise or equipment to take over.
Marketplace's Janet Babin. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
The former president of Shell Oil happens to be out with a new book today called Why We Hate the Oil Companies. John Hoffmeister, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You have called for more offshore oil drilling, including deep water drilling. How does this BP spill affect your stand?
I think it risks it considerably. The reason for more offshore drilling is the fact that over the course of the next 10, 20, even 30 years, this nation's going to continue to rely upon domestically produced oil reserves. And if we somehow reduce offshore drilling because of the BP spill, we will be transferring additional hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries rather than developing jobs here in America.
What about the argument that we have to push ourselves away from the oil table or we just keep slurping?
I hear that argument and I agree with it in the fullness of time. And what do I mean by the fullness of time? Within 50 years, we will be using much, much less oil than we do today. And in the book, I call for the end of the internal combustion engine within the next 20 to 25 years.
As a former oil executive, what do you know about energy policy that you feel like Americans don't understand?
We have far more oil than the president is implying. I call that disinformation. That's wrong for elected officials to tell the American people something that's simply not true.
But aren't oil finds not only not a sure thing, but as we found out these last several weeks, very dangerous?
Well, there's another question that you could raise in this regard. Why are we in the deep water offshore to begin with, when we could be either in the shallow offshore, far less risky? We could be onshore on federal lands drilling for oil. There are huge, huge volumes of reserves to be developed, but these are all put off limits by public policy. And if I were to be cynical about it, I would say it's out of sight, out of mind, therefore nobody cares. Well, when there's a blowout, a lot of people care.
John Hoffmeister is former president of Shell Oil and author of the new book, Why We Hate the Oil Companies. John, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now let's do the numbers. Another big sell-off around the world today. European shares are down 2-3%, as were stocks in Asia, where North Korea's military is now on combat alert because of tensions over the sinking of a South Korean ship. Yesterday, the Dow lost 126 points, closed at 10,066.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
The government has been getting tougher on insurance companies in the last few months, denying them the giant rate increases they're accustomed to. Well, now insurers are vowing to get tough on hospitals. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
10 years ago in Boston, insurance companies learned a hard lesson. When the insurance company Tufts Health Plan refused to pay the larger reimbursements that a group of popular hospitals were demanding, the hospitals responded by refusing to take Tufts insurance anymore. A few days later, Tufts CEO at the time, Harris Berman, got a call from his biggest customer,
General Electric, saying they really appreciated the fact that I was trying to hold the line on costs, but unless we got back to the table, they were going to have to switch insurers.
So Tufts crawled back and paid the hospital's price. Since then, hospital prices in the city have almost doubled. This year, Tufts and other insurance companies across the country say they won't back down during contract negotiations so quickly.
The tide is changing.
Colin Drozdowski is with the insurance giant Anthem Wellpoint. He says customers know more than they did a decade ago about rising health care costs. He says if hospitals try to freeze insurers out of the network, most customers will stick with their plans and change doctors rather than see their premiums keep climbing. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, the New York Times reports 51 city bus drivers went on paid leave last year after being spit on by passengers. The spittle increase is bad enough for these New York drivers, but it's also affecting the transit system's budget since the drenched drivers took an average of 64 days off work last year with pay. The Times article notes how they deal with similar offenders in London. Police there collect the spitter's DNA. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.